Mike Welvert is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service office in La Crosse. Welvert says the U.S. Geological Survey, Wisconsin DNR, and area counties are pushing for more stream gauges to provide stream flow information after the floods of 2007 and 2008.
We have remote sensing devices such as satellites and radar, but that gives us a guess of what it is. It doesn't actually give us a measurement. We rely pretty heavily on the equipment that's out in the field making these measurements for us.
Three stream gauges are currently proposed for Richland Center, Norwalk, and Wilton. Mike Norris is the coordinator of the National Stream Flow Information Program, or NSIP. There are 65 gauges in Wisconsin, but Norris says 11 are inactive, two of which are located in Soldiers Grove and Gaze Mills along the Kickapoo River, areas hard hit in recent floods. Norris says accurate flow measurements are critical to flood forecasting.
Without this information, and in real-time information, there's a lot more people at danger, a lot more property at risk.
However, putting a stream gauge in place is no inexpensive task, costing up to $25,000, says Norris. Rob Washbush with USGS in Middleton says it's sort of penny-wise, pound-foolish.
I know it's tough economic times, but I think you're going to save money in the long run, and you're going to have less flood damage. You know, you can mitigate, you can plan better.
Yet federal dollars have not kept pace with the needs. NSIP's Norris expects more stream gauges will become inactive this year as a result of the economic downturn. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.